In Rio, a giant high jumper arches backwards over a high-rise building. Elsewhere, a massive figure, a swimmer, appears to emerge from the ocean. Both of these installations are the work of a French street artist known as JR, who says they're his craziest ever. They are spectacular, and we'll link you at herenow.org. But meanwhile, here in the U.S., you're also likely to see more art in public places. Having just come from Philly for the conventions, you must check out that city's murals at Mural Arts on Instagram. But there are a lot of reasons cities are doing this. The economy is more stable, art projects attract more people to downtown areas, and private businesses are also commissioning pieces for buildings inside and out. In Denver, Brookfield Office Properties has been doing this for years. The company recently brought 5 giant inflatable rabbits to the Mile High City. As Corey Jones from Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio says, it's an example of how private companies are curating public spaces.
Doug Lane holds a can of carpet cleaner in one hand, a rag in the other. Outside a Denver skyscraper, he watches as a pool of white nylon inflates into a rabbit the length of a school bus.
We're cleaning the bunnies.
Lane's company manages events, and he's out here to make sure these big inflatable bunnies stay white.
And because it's an art project, they have to be near perfect.
You could see these 5 bunnies outside a couple of Denver office buildings for 2 weekends back in June. An Australian artist made them. She calls the series Intrude, a nod to Australia's yin-yang relationship with the rabbit.
Both being a very cute, huggable animal, and at the same time, because they were brought over as an invasive species, they're wreaking havoc in the landscape in Australia.
That's Deborah Simon. She's vice president of Arts Brookfield, the cultural arm of the company that owns Denver's Republic Plaza building, where some of the bunnies were displayed. The commercial real estate firm has properties all over the world, and many of them display art. Simon says these days, more people spend more time at work than they used to.
I see that there's more of a desire to have an animated workspace.
The inflatable rabbits have left Denver. But go inside Republic Plaza, and you'll find more art in the lobby.
So PeopleScapes features artwork that focuses on people and the human element placed within diverse settings.
There are paintings, photographs, and more in the PeopleScapes exhibition. Many of the artists are from Colorado. Most of the works are for sale. And Deborah Simon hopes the general public sees them too.
What we want to do is get people comfortable around art so that they will want to then participate in the cultural life of the city.
Now, if you want even more art, just walk 2 blocks west to Denver's most recognizable skyscraper, the Wells Fargo Center. You may know it as something else.
The cash register building, because it's shaped as an old-fashioned cash register.
That's Kathy Mossman. She's a vice president for the real estate firm Beacon Capital Partners. Last month, Beacon unveiled a $17 million makeover, which includes a fitness center, courtyard, and a new permanent art collection.
Because of the huge ceilings, the vastness of it, it really felt like a museum. And so it was really calling for art and calling for something to just enliven it.
There's a wall of digital works that go 8 stories high. 5 LED screens show animations like a flock of birds, cloud patterns, and a forest. And these are high-tech installations hooked up to sensors outside. So when the wind blows, trees on the screens sway. The company also commissioned 14 paintings and 5 sculptures by New York City-based artist Enoch Perez.
The subject of my work's mostly architecture.
The works Perez made for the cash register building were inspired by its American architect, Philip Johnson. Perez says he's happy to have the work, but he says it's kind of a catch-22.
It's great that they're acknowledging that art is important to the well-being of the people that are in their buildings. It's also a way for them to get better tenants. So, I'm aware of what it is.
Kathy Mossman of Beacon Capital Partners did say that attracting good tenants is important to the business. New York City is one place where companies and organizations have brought more art to public spaces. Jerry Saltz is the senior art critic for New York Magazine.
99% of all public art is crap.
Saltz has a problem with public art.
A lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with the way the art is picked. That means by bureaucracy.
Saltz is referring to how city programs usually appoint committees to choose public art. Those groups often have people from different backgrounds, Salt believes that waters down the art that they pick. On the other hand, private entities rely on individual curators that have expertise. Now, Salt admits he's a man of paradox. He says despite the selection process, he wants more public art commissioned by cities.
Because the chances go up that the right curator and the right artist and the right sponsors get something right.
Denver's Arts Brookfield turned to a local curator for its current show at Republic Plaza. The company does this often when it hosts events in different cities. That way, the local curator can draw from regional talent when choosing art for all to see. For Here and Now, I'm Corey Jones in Denver.